We are up to Simen Tov Pei Ches in Hilchas Pesach, and we will be doing the first two Se'ifim. Shachris, the first day of Yontif, Nichnosim LeBeis HaKnesses, you go to Shul, V'korin Hazmiris Shal Shabbos, you say the Psukei de Zimra of Shabbos, including Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, because Yontif is also called Shabbos. Now the Shaar HaTzion says that even so, we don't say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos at the beginning of Yontif, unless it's Chal on Shabbos. On Yontif that's Chal on Shabbos, as well as Chol HaMoed, there are different minhagim with regard to Kabbalah Shabbos. Some begin with Mizmor LeDavid and say the first stanzas of Lechadodi and the last ones. Be'ikar, they're leaving out the middle of Lechadodi, which is dealing with Nechama on the Churban. And others have a minig that they do not say Mizmor LeDavid or any of Lechadodi, they just say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. In Shaar HaTzion, he brings these various minhagim. Lamaisa Chassidim do say Mizmor LeDavid in the beginning and end of Lechadodi, whereas other Ashkenazim just say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Now back to Shachris, we say Nishmas as well, like on Shabbos. Whereas in the Birkas Krishna, the Yotzer Or is said the same way as on a weekday. We do not say Lokela Shashavas, Kelodin isn't said, and so on. Umispalin Tfilas Shachris v'Gomri Mahalel, the entire Halal is said. Now the Mishnah Brura here says that if you leave out one word of Halal, the halacha is that you're not yotze, and you have to make sure that on the days that we say the whole halal, he gives it the halacha of the Megillah, of Megillah Esther, that if you miss out one word, that you're not yotze. So he says that on days that we finish halal, which includes Hanukkah, one should be very careful to see to it that he says every word and to say it correctly. Umavorchim likros halal. The minig Ashkenaz is to make a bracha of likros ahalel, although the minig svard is to say ligmor, not likros, but ligmor. What happens if someone walks into shul and finds that they're saying halal? He should say halal with them, and then he should daven, as long as he's not going to miss man krishma and tefillah. The Mishnah Brura sends us to Tovchaf Beis, where there he says that if you're in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, there's a shaila if you should say halal together with the tzibur. But between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, you should definitely say halal together with the tzibur, as long as, unless you know that you're going to have a minion to say halal with later. Ve'imav sikimbo, one is not mafsik in the middle of halal, ela kaderech she'omru b'kriyashma, we're only mafsik the way one is mafsik in kriyashma. And what is that? Be'emtza perek shol b'shlom aviv rabo. Be'emtza perek, you can be shol in the sholem of someone that you have to have mora for. U'meishiv sholem lo'odam nichbad. And we're meishiv sholem mipnei ha'kovid. Shenosim lo sholem. U'bein ha'prakim shol b'shlom odam nichbad. There you can be shol mipnei ha'kovid. U'meishiv sholem l'chol odam. Now what's called be'emtza perek? So it goes by the prakim of Tehillim. So, Lamashal, between Betzeis Yisrael and Lolanu, between Lolanu and Ahavti, between Ahavti and Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim, and then from Min HaMetzer till the end. Lamaisa, the Radak writes, and this is the way we have it in Tillim, that Min HaMetzer is not the beginning of the Perek, but Hodul Hashem Ki Tov is the beginning of the Perek, and we would not call it Bein HaPrakim between the Hodus and Min HaMetzer. Sif Beis, further, Hagah, V'davka Beis Yomim HaRishon, Shagom Be'am Ha'aldin HaHachi, Lini Nafsaka, Abu Yom Shem Gomrim Ayin Liel Simon Tov Chav Beis. If one was shoa kedei ligmar is kula, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Whereas we learned previously that it was machmas onus, which means that the person was not ro'i to say psukim, there he would have to go back to the beginning. Siv beis bahalal afilu asara korin ke'echad. you're allowed to have even 10 people saying it together and you listen and you're yotza with their amira, because since it is chaviv, we say that you can listen even though lots of other people are talking at the same time. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that that if you have a lot of people in the sukkah and each one is making kiddush for his family, they can all say kiddush at the same time, and the other people's kiddush will not be considered disturbing them. Here we would say trei koli ar mishtamoi, because it is chaviv. This is something that the kiddush of Shabbos and Yontif is something chaviv, and therefore you can pay attention and you'll focus on one person's kiddush, even though other people are making kiddush at the same time. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're better off having people not make kiddush at the same time, because there is a real concern that they're going to get in each other's way. They're not going to hear one another. Now, while the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it here, in many places it's mentioned that you're better off having one person make a bracha for everybody because of Barovam Hadras Melech. And the truth is that there are two minhagim in that. Really, al pidin, we should say Barovam, and if you have a lot of people there, one should make kiddush for everybody. However, especially chassidim have a minig that everybody makes their own kiddush. The same going with Lechem Mishnah, that everybody makes their own motzi. Whereas Lahalacha, Rov Poskim hold, in the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch in many places is that we do say Barav Am Hadras Melech. The only question is, how many people constitute a Barav Am? Is it, you don't need a minion, it sounds like three or four would be enough. As far as two, there are different days, some hold that there is a Barav Am in two, and others hold that there is no Barav Am in two.